1779, soldiers of the American Revolution set foot here to capture lands for the new United States. Over two centuries later, the revolutionaries are still arriving. I'll take you to a unique rendezvous on this edition of The American Countryside.
We all know a few fair-weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Every Memorial Day weekend, Vincennes, Indiana hosts the Spirit of Vincennes Rendezvous.
George Rogers Clark captured a British fort, which was here in Vincennes in 1779, and our event goes back to that time period.
Frank Doofman shares the story from George Rogers Clark National Historical Park.
Anything that you can imagine from that era takes place. We have merchants and vendors selling items from the era. We have food vendors selling food representative of the era. We have battles that take place both days.
That list may not sound that unique until he mentions Revolutionary War battles here on the banks of the Wabash River.
We have British, we have Americans, we have Germans, we have the Hessians out here, we have French. We have anybody that was involved during the American Revolution could be out there.
There are usually about 500 reenactors here.
Unlike the Civil War battles, which can attract 1,000 reenactors, Rev War, there's a lot fewer of them. And so this, as far as Rev War goes, is a very big event.
It's one of, if not the largest, Revolutionary War event that takes place in the nation today.
It's very educational. Our reenactors are very knowledgeable. They love speaking with the public, you know, walk by, stop and talk to the reenactors. That's what they're here for. That's why they enjoy doing that.
The event and the memorial here are dedicated to the U.S. Patriots who helped win the West for the new nation.
There was a British fort here in Vincennes, which basically controlled all of the Northwest. And when Clark conquered that fort, he basically gained the Northwest Territory for the United States.
Traveling the countryside in Vincennes, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.